Welcome to this episode on tension. Listen, if there was a tension meter in the atmosphere, it would be a code blue. Like all of us are feeling. Like we're having this anxiety, what's next, people? Really? What's next? I mean, could there be anything more? But in this episode, I'm just going to give you some ideas and some pointers on what this tension is, what it might feel like, and give you some food for thought on how you can relieve it and how you should be loving yourself through it. So thanks for listening. Many of us are feeling tension in our personal lives, our businesses, our relationships. And I was talking to my friend Linda Wallace, and she was sharing with me that through her, you know, praying and seeking that, you know, the Lord spoke with her about the word tension. When we think about this word tension and how it's impacting our personal lives today, maybe you've been trying to figure out what is that underlying feeling that you've been experiencing, that maybe the walls are closing in, maybe you've done all that you can do, maybe it's just too much to handle. When we think about the word tension, it is a state of being stretched tight. It's a space of rigidity. It's traction. It's stress. It could be mental or emotional strain, anxiety. It's where you might feel like you are pressured. Maybe there's restlessness, there's apprehension, there's an uncertainty, or there's an inability to make decisions or to be decisive. So when we think about the word tension, I want you to give some thought to it. It is a feeling of worry and anxiety, which makes it difficult for you to relax. And many of us, when we find ourselves in a place where perhaps we may have just done too much, you know, it's really hard to relax and rest and allow yourself to be in a state of flow. When you also consider tension is a physical or mental strain, the force created by pulling something tight or a strain in a relationship. An example of tension is the feeling of working to meet an established deadline. Now, we know that over the last 2 years, the world has been in a state of tension. And when we think about that energy in the atmosphere, that energy in our cities, that energy in our homes, that energy in our relationships, that energy in our children, it's a state of mind. It is like pulling two ends of a rubber band further and further apart from each other. It's tension. But what do you do when you find yourself in a state of tension, or maybe you might be experiencing some feelings around tension, or what we would call symptoms? It's, again, as we defined earlier, tension. The symptoms of tension are pressure, strain, stress, balance, constriction, force, rigidity, and stiffness. And so I want you to consider in your workplace, I want you to consider in your relationship, how's your lovemaking going? How's your work product? How's your joy meter? Is it under tension? I would venture to say, absolutely. And you know what? We're all trying to make it today. And we have this inner striving of being better, being greater, doing more with less. And I know many of you have had to experience taking on more, or even losses, loss of job, loss of family members, loss of relationships, you know, in this very, very difficult season. I believe that there is light at the end of the tunnel. When we think about tension, how do we overcome these feelings of fear and anger and nervousness and difficulty and change. Well, it won't be easy, but it is possible. Sometimes tension is, when you think of it in the way of the two rubber bands, we call it resistance and flow. When we're pulling apart from one thing, like we're just pulling and we're stretching and we're trying to make our point, we're trying to do it our way, we're trying to be heard, we're trying to fight against the grain. There's so much tension, there's so much pain, there's so much suffering. And how do we release this tension? Well, I think when we think about how to release the tension, there must be something that we can do. There must be some action we can take. Or maybe it's simple. Maybe it's simple enough for you to care about yourself. Maybe it's simple enough for you to rest an hour more. Maybe it's simple enough for you to say no. Maybe it's as simple as asking for help. Or perhaps trying to pace yourself. Take a break. Carve out some time to enjoy yourself. Many societies and cities, communities are opening up. If you don't feel comfortable just going out without a mask, without feeling the tension of people perhaps judging you because you have one on, wear it anyway, because you're doing it for yourself. Another thing is build your support system. Spend time with the people you love. Get on a plane. Go see your friend. Go see your mama. Go see your somebody. Or do something amazing for yourself. And, you know, when we think about what we've been through, and we haven't defined it yet, and neither have we understood the impact of how it's going to impact us going forward. Some of us may just need to see a therapist. We may need someone to talk to find the solutions to manage your anxiety or even depression. Maybe you're a person, you've never experienced depression. Well, I would say you're a person that's never experienced the last 2 years of being concerned, maybe losing family members, maybe even catching a serious illness or being diagnosed in the midst of COVID and making it through it. And now you're diagnosed with something that's terminal. We need to build our support systems. One of the things I've started to do to release some of that tension is to exercise regularly. At least 30 minutes, 5 times a week, but it doesn't have to be that. But you can do things too. If you don't want to exercise, pay attention to your jaw, your shoulders, your neck, because we're always like pressing forward. We're looking down. We're using our hands in that position when we're typing, when we're texting, when we're gazing or searching. So it's important that you find ways to relieve the tension in your jaw, your neck, and your shoulders. I can't stress this enough. I know some people say that sleep is overrated, but it isn't. We need to get enough sleep. Do you know that some studies show that for people who have lived their lives in such a way that sleep has not been a priority, it's connected to Alzheimer's and dementia. Because when we go to sleep, people, it's like restoration. It's like refreshment. It's like a reviving of your entire cellular system. So get enough sleep. When you are well rested, it's much easier to deal with stress and tension. Another thing to consider is think about how you're hydrating yourself. Man, when I think about what I've done over the last year of my life of changing my hydration habits, a friend of mine told me or shared with me how important it was to hydrate the cells. You know, and many of us have heard it's important to drink 8 ounces of water a day. Well, she gave me a simple solution. Drink 1.5 liters or 50 ounces of water before you intake anything in the morning. So what I began to do is put a bottle of water next to my bed. And as soon as I would wake up, whether it's 6 in the morning or 8 o'clock in the morning, I would start drinking that water. After a period of time, it would just feel so refreshing. You know how when you get a refreshing glass of water, it just spreads out in your entire chest and it feels like it's flowing through your entire body. It's hydrating those cells, strengthening you from the inside out. So consider how you're hydrating yourself and avoid dehydration. And drinking too many things that caffeine and different things that will cause you to become even more dehydrated without a proper balance. Also, one of the other things that I've done is increased my fruits and vegetable intake, primarily because they're naturally rich in water. So if you're not eating vegetables, if you're not eating fruit, and you're just eating a bunch of processed foods, you got to change. Be mindful of your body, because without it, nothing matters. Nothing that you're doing is going to matter. Then again, maybe the final thing that I want to share with you today. Laugh out loud. Keep your sense of humor. Find a way to laugh. Whether it's looking at a comedian, I saw Earthquakes, Netflix show, and I'm telling you, I was in the nail salon getting my nails done and laughing out loud. I couldn't even manage myself. He was so funny. So again, keep your sense of humor. Figure out ways that you can laugh out loud. And of course, there are multiple things that you can do. But I would say this, change the way you see how you do self-care, that you contend for your highest good. When people ask you to do things, when you consider things, ask yourself, is it for my highest good? Because if you're at the place of tension, then you are diminishing your ability to be of service at your highest potential. You are diminishing your ability to be passionately in love. You're diminishing your ability to walk in joy, to live in joy, and to be strengthened by what's on the inside of you. So I would say to you, love yourself deeply so that you can be a lover of others. So thanks for listening. This is Coach Anna. You're loved and appreciated.